19 after the hour. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Homily highlights for the third Sunday in Ordinary Time coming up in the next half hour. And Father Marcel Tyone, in his homily highlights, going to tell you a story of how he lived out the gospel message. And I bet you were in the same situation he was in at some point in time in your life, or you may be. Really interesting on how God puts us in those moments where we literally live out the message of the gospel. So Father Tyone will share that with you coming up in the next half hour. Plus, we begin Catholic Schools Week by putting a spotlight on the schools in the Archdiocese of New York. But right now, at 20 minutes after the hour, with 28 days in January, how are you doing on your New Year's resolutions? Mental health professionals tell us that 21 days, 3 weeks makes a habit. So if you've made it over that three-week mark, here you are in week number four of 2019. You doing okay? Do you have that purpose, that mission to accomplish what you want to accomplish in your life? And what about spiritually at the same time? Let's take a look at that and get that tune-up from Lisa Miladnik, a Catholic life coach and award-winning author and the new host of Refresh, which is a free online conference for Catholic homeschool families that's sponsored by Homeschool Connections Online. Lisa, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, and a belated Happy New Year, since we're talking about making change in our lives.
Happy New Year to you. How are you doing? Do you have that? Do you start out with that vision and that purpose, and how do you keep that going?
Well, as a coach, I'm just learning in the past year or so to really distill things down to something essential and to have it come out of my relationship with God and what's being revealed in prayer, things like that. But and there's great information out there, and I'm hoping to talk about that next month, about designing, you know, little action steps to develop new habits little by little, because I traditionally am terrible at that. In years time is very, it resonates for all human beings. We all want those fresh starts, you know, we want to be able to reboot and have step into a whole new year with our resolutions, whether it's losing weight or getting in shape or saving more money or whatever it is. And for Catholics, as you said, it might be a spiritual reboot. We might be resolving to read the Bible every day or to pray the rosary every day or find a spiritual director finally. But more than 90% of New Year's resolutions, according to statistics, fail. And about 40% of Americans say they make them. So that's, you know, not many people following through on their New Year's resolutions. Not that they don't mean to and want to, but they fall by the wayside. And then what happens is we, psychologists tell us, we start to associate that desired new habit with our failure. And it gets into this negative place in our minds, and it becomes a vicious cycle. But we need to focus on the good news, which, as St. John Paul II said, we are not the sum of our weaknesses and failures. We are the sum of the Father's love for us and our real capacity to become the image of His Son. And it's important to just stop for a moment and think about that, because the Bible is so full of images of fathers and mothers, and God even as Father, or God as Mother, like holding her chicks under her wings, and I love you like a mother, things like that, so that women image God as mothers and men image God as fathers. And of course, there's a lot of overlap in there, but ultimately it boils down to our relationship with Christ. And I love what St. Paul says, that, you know, that we can keep in mind at all times that God brings great good from everything that we offer over to Him, because we know that all things work for the good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose.
And let's talk a little bit about purpose, and purpose meeting the gifts that God has given us. As a Catholic life coach, Lisa Miladnik, how do you keep focused on the gifts that God has given you, which thus gives you the purpose and the vision to accomplish the tasks at hand?
That's so important to understand. Well, by starting with a state of being, we as Americans, and I think that our can-do spirit and our sense of the value of productivity can overtake our lives, so that our lives turn into task lists, so that we're focused outward most of the time instead of focused inward. And I don't mean in a self-centered way, but in that place in our souls where Christ dwells and where the Holy Spirit speaks to us and guides an authentic life. And so in order to think about what does it mean to just be, we really have to step into a new perspective. It's really an ancient perspective, a timeless perspective. And that is that, as St. Catherine of Siena said, if you are what you should be, you will set the whole world ablaze. She didn't say if you burn yourself out having an endless stack of task lists day after day after day, just running on that treadmill, that somehow that's going to set the world ablaze. That's not what happens. We burn out rather than lighting up. And so we know there are certain things that we have to do every day. We have task lists can be very important to just prioritizing, hopefully prayerfully, what we need to do each day. But we know that we're supposed to be faithful to our state in life, follow the Ten Commandments, which includes keeping holy the Sabbath and all of that, and doing works which Jesus made very clear in Matthew 25 are super important, feeding the hungry and clothing the naked, being the hands and the voice of Christ. If that isn't enough, we're also supposed to be in love at all times, to be centered in and have an outflow of love coming from us. I tell my students at Homeschool Connections a lot, especially since I teach classes in authentic beauty, which is all about being, letting that authentic being flow out of us to others, that when I'm faced with a situation where I got nothing to give, I'm on empty, I have no love to offer the person in front of me whatsoever, either because I'm feeling judgmental or resentful or whatever it is, or I can't relate to that person, I say, okay, Lord, give me your love to give to this person. Act through me and speak through me, and God never, ever lets me down. And it always reminds me of that scripture that was said at my wedding and is at so many weddings, that no matter, listen to the verbs in this. I love this. If I speak in human and angelic tongues, right, I speak, but don't have love, I'm a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, and then it goes on to say, and move mountains, but don't have love. If I give away everything, if I hand my body over, I gain nothing without love. And so there's something about that, because in the epistle, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, John says, whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. And I'd just like to segue into a story in the Acts of the Apostles that's really been gripping me the last few days, which is St. Paul going to Athens, and he's preaching to the pagans, and they have statues everywhere, and he praises them for their religiosity. You know, I can see that you're religious people, but I want to talk to you about this one right here, the statue of the unknown God. And he quotes their own poets as saying, in him we live and move and we have our being. And we've heard that so many times, but what we don't often hear is right before he says that God has placed us in a particular time and place within the boundaries of our habitation, he says, that they should seek God in the hope that they might, listen to this, feel after him and find him. And he says, yet he is not far from each one of us. And so there's that sense of groping in the dark. Even there's a Catholic translation, the New American Bible, that we use at Mass that says we're groping after him. There's that sense in finding who we are and what our gifts are and how God is calling us to use them and to live into them that is a groping process. It's a seeking after God in this mysterious sense of trying to find him prayerfully in our everyday lives.
We have got about 90 seconds left, Lisa, and very often you hear about, oh, the Monday blues, I got to get up and go to work after the weekend, but God calls each of us to a particular vocation in life. How can we have this sense of purpose and mission for the calling and the vocation that we'll go out to do today?
Okay, I have a simple formula for you that I think I can give you in a minute. We ask ourselves three questions. What do I value? That's what's important to me, and write it out in a few sentences. Second, what strengths and gifts do I want to bring to the world? Not what can I bring. There's lots of things we can do, but what do I really deeply desire to bring to the world? And three, what groups or causes or individuals do I want to impact with my life in a positive way? So then we can write it out as a mission statement. This is a rough draft. It's a great starting point for any point in our life where we're discerning whether it's a relationship with a potential spouse or a business partner or just our own personal work. So we write it out as, because I value blank, I will use my gifts and talents for blank to positively impact the lives of blank. So it's values, strengths and gifts, and who you want to impact positively. And once you do that, then you start to clarify goals, and hopefully you're doing this very prayerfully, and designing steps for moving into an authentic life centered in God that you can really love for His greater glory.
Wow, no, that's a gift. What an awesome way to start out a Monday morning, looking at your vision, your purpose, your mission with the gifts that God has given you. From Lisa Miladnik, a Catholic life coach and award-winning author. She's also the new host of Refresh, a free online conference for Catholic homeschool families, and that is sponsored by Homeschool Connections Online. Lisa, thank you. God bless you. Coming up next, we celebrate Catholic Schools Week by going to the Archdiocese of New York. 29 after now, it's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.